missed God. We've all fallen short of the glory. We've all violated the moral standard of God, and we've all lived for ourselves in our lives. True? So greater love hath no man than this. He came and he laid down his life for us, and he set an example for us to follow. And this is very, very, very important. I'm just going to read this. This is on my heart. I haven't been like studying here or anything. It's just on my heart. And I believe it'll take us somewhere. Verse 7 of James 5. Oh, wow. I think I already understand. Yay. Usually makes me wait a lot longer than that. Half the time I'm out here wondering where I'm going. I better settle down. I'll get ahead of God. I think I know, and I probably don't. Huh? Verse 7. Wow. He's speaking to me. Therefore, be patient. Look at this, guys. Be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Listen. Okay. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. This is what I've heard in my heart, the word establish. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. You know what I see a lot of times in our Christian lives? We set out believing something and time changes our mind. Circumstances changes our mind. Life changes our mind. But yet what we set out believing is still true. It's still the Word of God and it's foundational and you can't change. We've got to be patient. Establish your heart. You know what he's saying? You know what I hear him saying? You settle on what you believe and it's not up for grabs and it's not for sale. No matter what, come hell or high.